This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. There are more than 5.4 million confirmed COVID-19 infections around the world, more than 1.6 million in the United States. More than 345,000 people globally have died from COVID-19, nearly 98,000 in the U.S. More than 2.1 million people have recovered, nearly 367,000 of them in the U.S. Despite experts warning against reopening too soon and recommending some form of confinement measures until a vaccine or treatment is developed, governments are feeling immense pressure to ease lockdowns. In Germany, Chancellor Angela Merkel was in a power struggle with two states eager to ditch most of the coronavirus restrictions. The federal government, however, wants to extend distancing regulations until at least July 5th. The policy directive came as two eastern regions announced a drastic loosening of measures June 6th in defiance of Berlin's guidelines. New coronavirus cases overwhelmed hospitals across Latin America, both in countries lax about lockdowns and those lauded for firm early confinement. Spain's government says it will lift quarantine for foreign tourists July 1st. Hundreds of Madrid residents flooded city parks as lockdown measures were finally eased in the Spanish capital and in Barcelona. All beaches reopened in parts of the country after months-long closures, and the pandemic is disrupting Memorial Day weekend in the United States and collective celebrations around the Muslim world, marking the end of the holy month of Ramadan. President Vladimir Putin made a rare lockdown appearance in the Kremlin Monday after officials said improvements in the coronavirus situation may allow Russia to reopen some tourist resorts soon and relax restrictions in many regions. The country's border remains closed, as are schools and most non-essential shops. Russia, entering its ninth week of lockdown, has reported the world's third most coronavirus cases. This is VOA News. Domestic flights resumed in India even as coronavirus cases surge, while confusion about quarantine rules prompted jitters among passengers and the cancellation of dozens of planes. India halted almost all commercial air travel in late March as it sought to stop the spread of the coronavirus with the world's largest lockdown. A political scandal rumbles on in Britain, where Prime Minister Boris Johnson faces fresh pressure to fire his top aide, Dominic Cummings. Cummings has been accused of breaching the government's own lockdown rules in March and April. He said the prime minister asked him to offer an explanation. Speaking to reporters Monday, he said he was worried that if he and his wife were both seriously ill, they had no reasonable childcare options in London. He said he thought the best thing to do was to drive to an isolated cottage on his father's farm where everyone would be safe. The prime minister insists Cummings has acted responsibly and legally and with integrity, but criticism continues raining down from politicians of all stripes and even from scientists. Beijing has warned the United States it will take every necessary measure to protect its interests after a top White House advisor warned Washington might revoke Hong Kong's special trading privileges if China enacts a tough new security law. China plans to impose legislation on the semi-autonomous city banning treason, subversion, and sedition, officials said in response to months of massive, often violent pro-democracy protests in the financial hub last year. Black-clad protesters and tear gas-throwing police returned to Hong Kong's streets Sunday as thousands marched amid fears broader freedoms than exist on the mainland are under threat from China's tightening grip. The European Union must adopt a more robust strategy to deal with an increasingly assertive China, the bloc's foreign policy chief said Monday. The 27 EU states, many with differing attitudes to Beijing, have struggled to find a unified response to China's increasing willingness to use its geopolitical clout. The Union's High Representative for Foreign Affairs said it was vital the bloc finds a way to maintain collective discipline. At this hour, U.S. President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania are participating in a Memorial Day ceremony at Fort McHenry National Monument and Historic Shrine in Maryland. The U.S. holiday honors military personnel who have died while serving in the armed forces. Afghan authorities released 100 Taliban prisoners Monday as part of the government's response to a surprise three-day ceasefire the insurgents called to mark the Eid al-Fitr festival. The National Security Council spokesman said authorities plan to release insurgent prisoners in batches of 100 daily until 2,000 prisoners are freed. The spokesman said the move was to help the peace process. From Washington, via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.